Can food be addictive? Some scientists think so. Ingredients such as sugar and fat are rewarding to eat, actually acting on the pleasure centers of the brain. Scientists think this occurs because sugars and fats were rare in the diets of our human ancestors. Enjoying sweet and fatty foods was a survival advantage because people who ate high-calorie foods were able to add on extra pounds and survive the lean times. Today, high-calorie foods are not only abundant, they contain much higher amounts of sugar and fat than what's found in natural food sources. A person can buy a 10-ounce milkshake with triple the amount of sugar as an apple and the same fat content as a chicken leg. To see how modern foods like milkshakes act on the brain, scientists tested 48 women, both lean and obese. To measure food addiction, they gave them a written test developed to identify drug addiction. They then used an MRI brain imaging procedure to see how each person's brain responded when they were shown and then allowed to drink a chocolate milkshake compared to a tasteless solution. Scientists found that people who scored higher on the food addiction test had brain activity very similar to drug addicts when they were given the milkshake. There was greater activity in the brain region where cravings originate and less activity in the area that controls urges. It didn't matter if the person were lean or obese. All people have food cravings, which are not addictions, and scientists aren't sure if people are born susceptible to food addiction or if it develops through their behavior. But it appears chocolate milkshakes are the cocaine of the food world. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.